firstly, we looked around for areas that we could go and visit that were simply going to give us some idea of what we wanted to look at, you know, in terms of where we wanted to develop the area. And we ended up one day going down to Bourneville, which is not far away, and having a look around there. And Chris Jones, who was the director of development for Waterloo, I remember him saying on the bus on the way back after we've looked at Bourneville that you can have anything you want. It's up to you guys. Just you tell us what you want and we'll develop it. We were looking around for property of all shapes, sizes, and seeing what really looked good aesthetically to the eye. And in Bourneville we found it. It was just what we wanted.
Lying in my bed with the covers on my head and my eyes as shut as tight can be. There's a monster over there and he's sitting on my chair and I'm sure he's looking straight at me.
I'm Kirsty Parks. We lived here for, I think it was 13 years. And then the houses all started to crack and everything. So we had to move out and they had to rebuild all the houses for us and make them better, basically. The houses are much better than they used to be around here and the area's much nicer and it's nicer people around here and everything nicer.
What do you mean, nicer people?
Some of the people around here before the log, I don't know, they didn't get on with us, so they didn't really... Nobody used to speak or anything. You only used to speak to your next-door neighbours or nobody else. But now you speak to everybody around here. Like...
Well, I'm Steve McCabe. I'm the Member of Parliament for this area. And 10 years ago, I was actually a local ward councillor for this area. And I was just saying to people recently that I can remember the very first meeting to try and launch the Brandwood End Development Group. It took place at the Coxmoor Wood Leisure Centre down the road. And it was a packed hall. It was a very, very tense meeting. And I mean, I think the background was that people had had all sorts of promises from the council. They knew that they lived in defective housing. It had been like that for years. The area was run down. It was depressing. And people didn't really, in truth, believe that anything good was going to come of it or anything good was going to get done.
I wouldn't say arguments. There was lots of discussions around what we should have and what we shouldn't have.
Well, no arguments, seriously?
Well, there may have been one or two. But you find that the people begin to specialise. Steve Dalloway was windows. He always had to have this thing about windows. And in respect of our interests, Helen Newbury and Steve Dalloway said that they didn't like this and that had got to change. And the architect then had to develop new ideas and new ways of sorting out what the, you know, what the discussion was around. Whether it be windows or whatever, but by and large there was a serious template there using the design guide because it was based upon a property type or a number of property types, because I think there's more property types here than people realise. I think there's something like 44 property types here. We already had those ideas from Bourneville and the design guide.
I'm Jeanette Robertson.
No, I'm Geraldine Callow.
OK, what's your experience of living here in the past and living here now?
Well, it used to be quite dark and closed and overgrown and old. And now it's open, there's more community.
And nicer houses.
Nicer houses, much nicer houses, nicer gardens. And the neighbours seem more communal.
Yeah, so we had to struggle with an allocations policy.